This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Milo's Pro Rewards members, go big during Pro Savings Days at Lowe's. Buy more and save more with up to 20% off job site essentials like primed finger joint boards when you spend $3,000 or more. Plus, get up to 25% off PVC DWV pipes when you spend $250 or more. Shop Pro Savings Days at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 123. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Now entering the Lucid Live Portal. I am so glad you're here for this podcast. We are going to discuss the void and zero point. Many times you enter the void, then enter into zero point. So many of you are experiencing both the void and zero point, which is really exciting. And not to label or define anything for you, just simply to have this discussion and bring forward questions and thought around the void and zero point in these places and spaces that we enter into through being the consciousness of nature and the fabric of time and space. This is the portal of the mind that I speak of. So the void is this darkness where life bursts forth from, where inspiration streams, deep connection to the heart. The void is the stillness within you, where there are no shadows, and it's where light and life streams from. This void is also the void of space. It is the universe. When I tap into quantum energy, the electromagnetic flow of myself and the universe, the oneness that I am with the universe, it is incredible to tap into the void within me that is also the void of space, which is the fabric of time and space. So within this void where there is complete darkness, this is where everything streams from. It's as though it's this place of growth, almost like the soil on the earth, right? When you're a seed, or if you were to entrance upon the resonance of actually becoming a seed within the soil of earth, there's darkness within the soil. Even within, when you grow mushrooms, mushrooms grow within a substrate, which is soil-like. And again, it's darkness. There's darkness under the soil where the seeds are growing, where the roots are rooting in. And there is this nourishment that the roots are pulling up from the soil, and even mushrooms and fungi from substrate to grow. Also, the moisture and the water. The earth is 70 to 90% water. We are also 70 to 90% water. So imagining just for a moment this idea of being the seed. And there's this void within the growth of the seed. the roots and the growth and the nourishment, almost like the sense of being a baby, where you are trusting who you are. You are trusting this planet Earth experience. You're trusting being a child of the universe. When you can tap into the void within you, you're tapping into the void of space and time and of the universe. And when we enter into this heart space, opening the door with our breath into the essence of us, into the desires of the heart deep within, this is this gateway into the void of you. And through this void, when you open, soften, and allow yourself to enter into this heart space, into this stillness within, and able to sit within this darkness, this space of being a seedling in the soil and growing, and even just for a moment, what does it feel like? And you can almost feel like you're suspended in space and time, where everything stops and becomes quiet, and you're one with this void, and there's comfort and warmth there. And when you enter into this through your heart, then you can really connect to the void of the universe, which is space, the expanse. And as you enter into this stillness, into this void, the darkness, this is not shadow. This is the place and space where life bursts forth from, where light streams, deep connection to the heart, inspiration. It's within this stillness there is knowing and there's comfort. It's just you and your heart space and you and the universe, one. Again, this deep connection to the heart. So many of you enter into this void as you meditate or dream or astral travel, astral projection, this darkness, this stillness. And then all of a sudden you see the lights and the stars and you're one with the universe and you've accessed the astral planes and you become this timeless spaceship. It is through this light body, this Merkaba, all the layers of you, but really your mind is this portal. And when there's stillness and you're breathing and relaxing into who you are in the stillness, you can really enter into this void. And I really like speaking of the void as in where there is no light. It's where light bursts forth from, where life is birthed from. And if light is life, this is creation, where creation streams. And this is a way where you can really tap in and tune into the flow of creativity that you are. When you can sit within the void of you and allow it to stream forward, the creativity of you from the heart, it's powerful. And then when you can open this void to the void of space, and even more, I really like to talk about this absence of light. This is not shadow. This is not anything to be frightened or scared of. This is just the stillness within you, the stillness within the universe. This kind of a set point where you can relax and connect with yourself as being the universe. And it's also this gateway to astral travel, astral projection, the astral planes, the dimensions. And we access all of this through sacred geometry, the shapes, the color, the frequency. It seems very preschool, but it is. The words are dividing. The words overcomplicate. The words, it really causes doubt and overcomplication. And doubt and overcomplication is a roadblock. It's a detour. And once you circle back around and you let go of the words and the labels and what other people feel and think about everything, allowing yourself to open to you and open to the universe by tapping into the void is powerful. And so at the end of this podcast, I'm going to walk you through a guided meditation into the void, and then we're going to access zero point. Zero point is this completely white space and place and time. However, you're beyond time and space. Zero point is this complete whiteness where there are no shadows at all. It's fascinating, really, and it's never ending. It's almost as though this construct, the Matrix, the movies, the Matrix talk about this construct, the white construct, and this is very real. Many of us have realized this is zero point. This is where you create. I also guide others into zero point for trauma clearing and releasing and letting go of the past, and also the perfect place to manifest and to create. Zero point is where your higher self, I mean, you're always connected with your higher self when you breathe and you allow in that heart, the desires of the heart and your imagination and creativity to flow. That is your higher self. Your higher self is the spirit you. There really is this mind-body-spirit complex. And again, this in and out flow is the fifth dimension where you're just connected to all of it. So many of us are very connected to the void and zero point, and it's actually a natural state for us to exist within and create within. And so for me personally, I have been able to travel the portal of my mind, the gateway of my heart, the void, zero point, from a very early age. And the times that I wasn't connected was when there was overcomplication and doubt. And for the past 15 years, I have been all in to the zero point, the void, self-discovery, the consciousness of nature, the fabric of time and space, all through quantum energy, this electromagnetic universe, the electromagnetic us, and falling in love with the vibration and the energy and the movement and the flow, not the words, not the labels, not other people's explanation of things. So as a guide, it is always my intention to inspire you, into your creativity, into your inspiration, how you see things, how you feel. This is about your truth, your knowing. And I just want to invite you to not fear yourself and not fear the quietness within you or your heart space or your mind space. This is the gateway. This is the portal. And when you breathe and connect with yourself, you're one with this mind-body-spirit complex that you are. Your spirit self is your higher self, the larger part of you that is one with the universe that goes out before you. Your higher self, your spirit self is in the present moment and in the future, not in the past. So I really love connecting people with the void through the heart space and then guiding them into the zero point, the construct, where we can allow the white space of zero point to become this movie screen of the mind, the heart, the gut. The belly is where the inner child is, that gut instinct, and allowing the movie screen of these three portals to come through for you in the zero point where we can, within seconds and moments, minutes, turn the page on trauma in the zero point. There are also zero point angels. Archangels hold the vertical and the horizontal planes. Within the dimensions, there are planes. So within the earth, we talked about in the last podcast, the sun being a portal. Archangel Metatron pulls in this sun portal energy to the earth and to our solar system. And so our sun is this portal, but it's also how life force energy streams in to our solar system, into earth. It's through the sun. And Archangel Metatron pulls this vibration into the planet for us on this vertical plane. Archangel Sandalphon on the earth, vertical plane, holding this highest vibration. So I see all the archangels as electromagnetic beings and portals and gateways. I don't see any archangels as human form or wings. It's electromagnetic energy. It's more of a streaming light and life force energy. Some of the archangels really hold this feminine or this masculine energy. However, we are all masculine and feminine, all the archangels, masculine, feminine energy, masculine, feminine. As far as energy goes, the masculine is the doing, the electro part of the electromagnetic. The feminine is the allowing, the magnetic part. And so some of the archangels do come on as very do, and electro. However, they do have a balance. All of them have a balance and work together in this flow of electromagnetic life force creation energy. And so I have seen over history and over time, it's so fascinating that everyone can really agree upon angels, right? Like even those who believe there is this dark or this evil or this fallen angel kind of thought or philosophy, they still do hold this belief of angels. And so angels are something that all of us really resonate with. And it's because the angels, these archangels, hold these vibrations, hold these fields, hold these gateways. So archangel energy is very much a gateway, life force energy, vibration, and it's all color and sacred geometry. And so as I travel through the universe, as I connect with other solar systems and galaxies and planets and even their suns, they all hold archangel vibration. And so when I tune in a lot to this Orion energy, there is some powerful archangel energy coming from Orion. And I feel it just looking up into the sky. There are many vibrations coming forward that hold this archangel vibration because they are this gateway and they hold the horizontal and the vertical planes between the dimensions and the astral planes. And so there is this life force angelic guidance when you travel, and your higher self, the spirit you, is connected to this, is one with this. So you can relax into the knowing that you're always safe and you're always being held by the highest light of creation and life force energy. And you can trust yourself in meditation and dream time and astral travels, breathing, connecting with yourself, and your heart space is that gateway, is that safety and security for you. And so through the void, there's a warmth, there's calm, there's healing. But in the zero point, this is where the action takes place. This is where you really turn the page. This is where guidance comes through for you. This is where, more than the archangels, there's also zero point angels. So a lot of times I will see four, which is foundation, this foundation of four zero point angels in the brightest white light I have experienced outside of the diamond white light of our hearts. And the brightest star in the universe that is us, that is our heart. And these zero point angels hold this space. So zero point is really this place beyond time and space where time stands still. And you can clear the past and you can have healing take place in that moment, right then, instant, because it's within the mind. But it's also within the body because you're connected mind, body, spirit when this is happening. So as I guide people into the void and then we access this zero point, this is so powerful and it's incredibly quick. The relaxation part of things, I think, is the part that might feel like it's time consuming or takes some time. And when you should yourself to death, I should do this, I should meditate, I should, that's not the vibration. It's almost impossible to enter into the void or zero point when you feel like I should do this, I should do that. So it's through just simply relaxing, about it. And then you breathe, quieting the mind. And for me as a guide, it's very easy to guide people. It's very easy to guide you. So whether you join me on YouTube at Lucid Life Vibes or on TikTok at Lucid Life Vibes Official, whether it's an edited video or a live video, I can tap into this gateway for you, guiding you into the void and zero point for you. And we all experience something different, but within the zero point, this is also a place where your guides, future versions of you, past versions of you come forward, and this absolute support and love from the universe. And you can feel hands in your hands. You can feel hands on you. You can manifest the desires of the heart. Zero point is this powerful, powerful place and space right in the universe, but it's beyond time. It's beyond the lack and limitation and the survival mode. It's opening the door to the future, and it's opening the door also to the present moment being the future. And in the present moment is where you take your power back. And the void and zero point allow you in this present moment, the healing, the knowing, the peace of mind, opening to the future, becoming the powerful creator of the future. When you feel for the void, when you feel for zero point, and when you're there relaxing about it, but becoming aware of when you are there, and what it feels like, then you can easily go back. Here's another thing. Let's say you only experience the void or zero point for just a moment. That's okay. That's something. And you can go back, and you can go back, and you can go back. So I invite you to not should yourself. Maybe at night as you're laying in the bed, or in the morning as you wake up, becoming still and quiet. Allowing yourself to enter in that way instead of this designated, okay, I'm going to enter the void, or I'm going to enter zero point, or I'm going to meditate. Allowing yourself to flow with it, for it to become a natural and a lifestyle for you. So entering the void and zero point is a lifestyle. I really want to invite you to open to what the zero point is for you and how the void feels for you. And one last thing before we do this meditation together and I guide you into these places and spaces, I want to remind you, your mind is the portal. Your heart is a gateway. Your belly is the gut instinct, the inner child. There's oneness within you. There's nothing blocking or stopping you. When you breathe, you can feel this flow of you. And I invite you to be patient and to no longer be frustrated with yourself, forcing things on yourself. It is this allowing yourself to open, allowing it to happen for you. So I would like to invite you into this state of mind of relaxing and being patient and loving with yourself. You're the baby. You're this child of the universe. So as opposed to feeling like I should have this all figured out, why is this so hard, or I don't feel like anything's happening, relax about it. That's the invitation, relax. I also invite you to practice allowing this to just open and unfold for you, letting go again of the words, the labels, the definitions, maybe putting down other people's books and thoughts. Allowing yourself to just open to this playground, the playground of who you are, the playground of your mind, your heart, your gut, the universe, how you are connected. And so just allowing yourself to experience through playing and relaxing is really the key. It's really the key to opening the door. I would like to invite you to get comfortable and listening to whether it's my guided meditations or someone else's. Are you guiding yourself? The ultimate goal is for you to guide yourself with your breath, breathing and relaxing into you, allowing yourself to guide yourself because you can. You know best for you. You are your greatest teacher. You are your greatest manifestation. And it's a really more of a remembering. You're remembering, allowing yourself this time to remember and for it to flow forward for you. So not only listening every day for a week or 30 days or 40 days, whatever resonates with you, to practice and attune to this, this alignment for yourself, but also allowing yourself to open to what works best for you. So as I guide you or someone else guides you, learning about yourself and adjusting based on your zero point, your void. And the last thing here before we get started is the black holes. Anything heavy or dense or unwanted in the universe gets sucked into black holes. I mean, that's just the reality. There's no judge or jury saying, oh, this is heavy, this is light, what goes into the black hole? There's no words about it. There's no debate. There's no judgment on it. So shattering the illusion of judgment for yourself to where you can just see everything for what it is, the clarity and the truth for you without the judgment, is key. Allowing anything heavy and dense and unwanted for you to be sucked into the black hole. I love this part about the void. When I enter into the void of myself or space, it's so easy for me to tune in and tap into the black hole energy that supports me. It supports the whole universe. These black holes are constantly sucking the density and the heaviness and the unwantedness. And as the earth is moving into a higher vibrational part of the universe, the old density is falling off. It's heavy and it's being sucked into the black holes. So as we continue to ascend vibrationally and into these higher dimensions, it's all about density. And so the heavy density of everything is falling away into the black holes, being sucked away. So allowing yourself, when you're in the void, allow anything that's heavy and dense to just go back to the black holes of the universe. Give it back to the universe. You can feel it leaving as lights. So allowing the void and the black holes of the universe to really support you with the unwanted vibrations for you and the energy. Okay, so inviting you now to get comfortable in the place and space where you are. Maybe even getting a drink of water. Inviting you to breathe as you relax your body in this place and space where you are, feeling yourself in this present moment. In this present moment where you're most powerful, closing the door on the past, closing the window on the future, in this now moment, breathing and letting go, relaxing and letting go, feeling your breath moving in your nose, exhaling out your mouth, calming the parasympathetic part of your nervous system by breathing in your nose and out your mouth, breathing and letting go, releasing with each exhale out, feeling yourself getting lighter and higher as you drift further and deeper into the essence of you. Relaxing and breathing, feeling this cool air moving in and out as you exhale and let go. Releasing and letting go. Breathing and releasing, feeling this flow of you, the in and out flow of you, this electromagnetic flow of you. inviting you to close your eyes and open your hands, opening your hands and closing your eyes, inviting you to send the breath in the top of your head, breathing in the top of your head, sending the air all the way down your thoughts, your body, and out the bottoms of your feet, breathing in the top of your head, feeling the flow of you as you release and let go, exhaling out the bottoms of your feet, feeling this air as you breathe in the top of your head, allowing the air to move through your mind and your thoughts, allowing to relax your eyes and behind your eyes, relaxing all the muscles in your face and your jaw as this air moves all the way down and out the bottoms of your feet, breathing in the top of your head, allowing this purification, this oxygen to lift you higher and lighter as you drift further and deeper into relaxation, allowing anything that is no longer serving you, anything heavy and dense and unwanted, to let go out the bottoms of your feet, breathing in one last time through the top of your head, moving this air and this breath all the way down, down, down your back and your arms, your hips and your legs, letting go of the tension as you release out the bottoms of your feet. Inviting you now to breathe deeply into your heart space, opening the door to the essence of you through your heart, breathing. You open the door, stepping through the door into the void of you within your heart. Stepping through into the void, this darkness, this warmth, this void where life bursts forth from, where deep connection of the heart and inspiration streams in this stillness, in this darkness, allowing yourself to feel for the void, this void of you, peace and relaxation. Again, like being the seed under the soil, growing your roots, nourishing yourself, opening to this void and this darkness within you. No shadows, just the void of space, the void of you. Allowing yourself to feel in this peace, in the stillness of you within your heart. Allowing yourself to feel for this inspiration and light and life that bursts forward for you through the void of you. Sensing the starlight, sensing the color and the frequency and the vibration streaming to you. Allowing yourself to open to the void of space, oneness with the universe. Opening, softening, and allowing to all that is streaming to you. This consciousness of nature that you are, the fabric of time and space, opening, softening, and allowing to the ocean of stars, the river of sound, this oneness that you are with the universe, opening to this brightest starlight you've ever seen. As you focus upon this brightest star, this most spectacular and beautiful star you've ever seen, it feels like it's just moving closer to you as you focus in on it. And as it draws to you, you draw near to it, stepping within the bright white light of this starlight, stepping into the bright white light, starlight of you. This oneness with your higher self, the spirit you. Sensing now this complete white light and white space where there are no shadows. This infinite place and space beyond time and space. Opening now to the 0-point angels and the brightest white lights. Opening your hands. Allowing the 0-point to become the movie screen of the mind, the heart, and the belly. Allowing anything to come forward for you. Allowing anything from the past to come forward for you, to turn the page on that. allowing it to come forward to release and let go, allowing it to come up, releasing and let go, clearing, deleting, transmuting across all time, space, dimensions, and realities. Allowing yourself to let it go, leaving as lights, giving it all back to the universe. Opening to the support, opening to the frequency and the vibration for you. Allowing this 0 point white light to wash in and through, clearing, deleting, transmuting across all time, space, dimensions, and realities. Opening to the 0 point where you create. Opening to the sensations and the frequencies for you. Opening to your truth and to your knowing. Breathing, you seal all of this into all the layers of your being. Breathing, you seal this into all the layers of your being. Breathing, breathing, sealing this light and this truth and this knowledge into all the layers. Opening to the streaming inspiration of you, opening to the diamond white light of you, opening to your heart, opening to your desires, your imagination, the flow of you, the inspiration of you. Inviting you to breathe and return back, returning back to this physical time and space, to your body, feeling your fingers and your toes, feeling your skin, feeling the air brushing across your skin, inviting you to breathe as you open your eyes, returning back, knowing you can always enter into the void and the 0 point at any time. Welcome back. Welcome back. For those of you that experience something, keep going, pulling on the threads, remembering, seeking more of that again. And for those of you maybe feeling like you didn't experience anything, it's okay. Allowing yourself the opportunity to open to this over 7 days, 30 days, 40 days. Maybe it's a whole 365 days, maybe an entire year of focused on just alignment to self, the void, the 0 point for self. This is self-mastery. This is alchemy, and it's a remembering. Thank you so much for being here. It is the purest of love that I send to you.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.